everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein. And with me today is Alice from the Big Data team. Alice, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So before we get started, because we're going to talk about HCI Insight Compliance, before we get started, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Alice Kopchik, and I'm a program manager in HD Insight, and I work on security and compliance.
All right, so compliance is a big topic in any product, right? So why don't you tell us about compliance in terms of HD Insight? Why do we have that? So you've got some slides for us. Why don't we just jump right in?
So the big question is always, how is compliance different from security, or how is it the same, or how does it overlap and intersect? So I wanted to start with a quick overview of the enterprise level security features that we have in the service. And that is authentication, it's authorization, it's the perimeter level security that customers can put in place. And then the last and big one is data security, which is of course in the forefront of everybody's mind, and that's encryption.
Yep.
So looking at those, you could think, okay, the thing is secure, we're fine. But
well, it's interesting because we had, I'm going to draw a blank on his name. He's in your group.
Soren?
Soren in here to talk about
these features.
These actual features and how we secure HD Insight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually an interesting one.
Yeah. So this will build on it. So
okay,
we just
good.
Assume this is already has been discussed and is talked about. And like, how do we take it from here to being compliant?
Yeah, because I think you're right. There is a, you know, what is the difference between security and compliance here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's look at the definitions of compliance. So the first, in the cloud security world, where the service provider hosts the data for the customer, data is, of course, what people are most concerned about because that's their important asset. So cloud security is defined as CIA, which is confidentiality, so who has access to the data.
Okay.
And when you operate a service, there's of course service operators that could access it, so that needs to be addressed in compliance. There's integrity, who can delete data, who can modify data, who can download data and sell it to somebody. And of course availability, that data is available at all times.
Okay.
So those are the important issues. And then risk management. How do we assess and identify vulnerabilities and threats in the system? And how do we put policies and processes in place to mitigate risk?
Okay.
And
so is just securing the data isn't enough, right? Because we go back, we talked about authorization and authentication. But just making it secure doesn't solve some of these like confidentiality and integrity issues. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that the way we
can
think about that?
It's mostly because we're hosting the service.
Yeah.
It's not like we give the service with the features to a customer and they deploy it on-prem and they can put their own wall around it. It's like we are custodians of the data in some way.
Yeah, so there's a level of trust because you're saying we are giving you our data to host.
Yeah.
We want to make sure not only is it secure, but beyond that.
How
is
do
that
we the, operate it?
How to operate on that data.
Yeah.
Okay.
And compliance is the part where we say we can demonstrate we do these things.
Okay. Security is show me.
Yeah.
The compliance is the show me state, right? Show me that it's secure.
So can an independent third party come in and I can demonstrate that the risk mitigation is in place for the specific threats and vulnerabilities that are unique to an industry?
Okay. So I've secured this, but now compliance comes in, and so there's a certain level of, how do we say that? Is there a certain level of, I guess, compliancy to say you meet these security, we run these tests, you pass these tests to make sure that you actually are secure.
And we can look at some concrete examples to see more what that means, and that's operational security, is how I usually summarize it, as opposed to the features in the service itself. So one is, of course, access control. If we operate the service, people push to prod, who has access while they're in prod, right? Who can look at the data? Is that logged? Is that monitored? Can we audit it?
Yeah, okay.
It's big questions. And then secure development like lifecycle. How do we develop the software? Do we follow these practices that have been in place? And can we demonstrate?
Okay.
Do we have a paper trail to show an auditor that we followed this process? Physical security is a big one, and that was one of the first that customers asked about. It's like, are you doors locked?
Can anybody walk in?
Yeah, are your doors locked? Do you have a security camera pointing at the door? Can we have the footage from the camera? And then we say, no, you can't start running around our data centers. We show you with this compliance cert that somebody did that.
Okay.
So that's kind of the step we take away. And then human resources is a big Issue, of course, with a large corporation, less so. But imagine you had a small company. Do they have the processes in place to screen people before they hire them? Do they have processes in place to deal with a malicious insider? How fast can you get somebody out of the system before Active Directory does it?
Can you get
somebody out of it before that? So those are all these risks that are being mitigated. And then there's, of course, regulatory and contractual compliance. Are we meeting the laws? And B, when we set up contracts with our customers and we say we handle data in a certain way, did every engineer know that and actually implement it that way? So that needs to be checked on too.
Right. So it looks like there's a lot of, not only software, but kind of internal and external type of scenarios. Not just, because when we think about, as a software developer, data guy, we don't think about the actual physical, can someone walk in or, the process of, Bob just got out of jail because of, for fraud, but yet he's applying.
He works here now.
Who missed that type of scenario, right?
Yeah.
So we don't think about kind of those things. And so this is apparently a lot of external things that is good to know. So to make sure that, yes, we do meet these requirements.
And of course, for example, a bank does care about these things.
especially, we're holding, depending on the type of data you're holding, right?
Yes.
Financial information, things like that.
And that's actually the next slide already. What are the sources for these concerns, right?
Yeah.
One is, of course, the law, and that varies by location. And one piece that comes through the law is breach notification. Those are all state laws. So if you had a data breach, you have to be able to notify and do the right thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Is that, you said that's by state, so it might be different?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then, of course, country. So, but we have a wonderful team that manages that.
Manages
we just have to bring them in. But, I mean, that's a source of one of these controls. Then, of course, there's industry-specific requirements, like the financial industry, banks, or healthcare. They all have their own. Then there are standard-setting organizations, like ISO, which sets up security standards that then become a baseline, and many companies just ask for it and want to have that implemented. And then there's internal governance where industries set certain standards. Or, for example, the government, U.S. federal government, sets a lot of internal standards that they require us to meet.
Okay.
So those are the sources for these requirements. And then certifications that we have. I just listed the three really big ones that HD Insight has achieved, and that SOC, which is of interest for any company that does public reporting and accounting. They need to be auditable, so they need to follow certain processes.
Okay.
And one of their requirements is if you put data in the cloud, it has to be handled in a certain way so that we have the integrity in place and so forth. So that's a big certification that enables us to sell to the enterprise.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So then the next one is ISO. It's an international security standard.
Yep. And I like the fact where it says enables, because people be going, hey, are you HIPAA compliant?
Yeah.
Is it this compliancy, right? And I like the fact that, hey, certain of these certifications allow us to reach these compliancies, right?
So for ISO, we use that internally in Microsoft as a stepping stone to HIPAA.
Okay.
Then we can sign a contract with customers that allows customers that have healthcare data to be HIPAA compliant.
Okay.
We ourselves are not HIPAA compliant because we don't handle health information, but a customer would. So we show them that, yes, if you use our platform or HD Insight specifically, you can be HIPAA compliant and handle the patient health information in the correct way. And it also enables us to meet the European Union data transfer regulations and other requests, like model clauses that we can sign with specific customers that say we don't ever look at your data for advertising, or we don't ever use it for anything other than providing you the service.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good to know for them. And PCI is always, because PCI is even a big one within Microsoft, right? Because every year we have to take these things, go, hey, do we understand PCI, right?
Yeah.
We have to take that every year. and so it's good, so this is a big one for not only us, but for our customers as well, to go, yes, we are PCI, right?
So those are the three big ones.
How hard is it to reach, these levels? I know you said there's a whole team that works on this, but, and not only for HD Insight, because same thing, for any data that we put in the cloud or any service that we have, like Azure SQL Database or, SQL Data Warehouse, things like that. Do we have to go through the same things for these? And how difficult really is it to get to this level of compliancy?
It was quite a bit of work when you start from scratch. Getting a brand new service or a whole new cloud infrastructure into this mode, and it's an ongoing process. I mean, we're still making it better. It's not done.
Sure.
It's never done.
Oh, yeah. Is there things like we had to wait for, if you go back like to that first slide where we had authorization and authentication, mm-hmm. and is that like, hey, before we even talk about these certifications and compliance, so we have to have these things in there? I mean, is there some prerequisites before we even get to this?
Yeah, especially for the FedRAMP, for the federal government requirements. Some of the earlier certs, like the ISO or for HIPAA, we could say, but encryption is a customer responsibility. We don't provide it, it's a customer responsibility, and theoretically the customer can encrypt the data even though Blob Storage doesn't give it to you for free.
Right.
Now, of course, we caught up and now we can say, yeah, it's all going to be encrypted end-to-end, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. So we made it just a bit more
easy.
We made it. It makes more sense. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, but we had to start somewhere and get there.
What's the comfort level now, or what are we hearing from customers? What's the comfort level? They're going, okay, yes. You know, are we hearing the kind of the feedback that okay, great, you guys are reached these, we're good to go, or I mean.
It actually seems from what I'm hearing is the encryption is the biggest one
that
everybody loves, and especially the have your own key encryption where the customer holds onto the key. That was a big step.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's one of the biggest, especially, of course, when you're in the data world and data is what customers worry about. So having the encryption was a huge step forward. And then for HD Insight specifically, the next step are going to be the security features that Soren talked about. Those two together are really going to make a good
really
story.
Put us over the hill for we're now enterprise ready
type of thing. Yes, and we can prove it, and we can show that we have our operations in good order too.
Well, you know, and it's good to know that the compliance is more of a show me scenario, right? Because a lot of us don't, you know, for even working with a SQL Server, it's hey, let me authenticate, authorization, authentication, but we never really think of the external show me scenarios, right? And I think hopefully people that watch this will go, we really need to start thinking about, more realistically, the show me scenario, right? How we reach that compliancy, right? Because we tend not to think about that, but hopefully customers are going, okay, finally, yes, we're that enterprise ready type of scenario, right?
Yeah.
So you have a whole list. I think you have this whole list of certifications. This is where the whole crowd.
I only picked the highlights out for the slide, but this is actually the list that we have and the whole federal U.S. government part that's in progress as we speak. So it's a pretty long list, and if anybody has questions, please reach out. And, and it's, of course, getting longer, too.
Yeah.
This is just the list today.
Okay. Well, and this you said this is just a subset of everything, right? And
that's a
pretty significant list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it can grow. I mean, it is growing.
Yeah.
There's more. And there's, of course, more of these coming out and constantly new requirements. And that's actually something that I would hope for from SQL Server. You might know there was common criteria where all the countries worldwide kind of organized themselves and said, here's our combined set of requirements, and any country can do the show me part, and then everybody else will accept it. And for the cloud, it's a long list. It's 200 different certs that overlap, and they're not the same, they're similar. So that's why it's so much work.
Yeah, so the cloud really made us think a little bit more about security, didn't it?
Yes, because we host the data.
Yeah, and that's kind of a new step, kind of a new realm of, SQL Server had to do all this work, but now that we're moving to the cloud, this is, how do I say this? This is more of a trust.
It is, because a company can say, you don't scribble your password on a sticky note and put it on the screen, but do they know we're not doing it?
Right.
And how do they know?
Right.
How do we prove we don't do this?
And that goes back to the show me that you're not writing your scribbling your password on a sticky note.
Do you have a policy for it? Do you have a process when somebody does it? So then that's how all this gets.
This is fantastic. So this is really good to know, because I think this is not only for HD Insight, but if it applies to HD Insight, a lot of these compliances will also apply to a lot of our other services.
Yes.
So they can
this
say, hey,
this is all Azure. Yeah.
All Azure, right?
Yes.
So people go, okay, look, because we've talked about security before, we've had on the show, and other places, hey, we're secure, but it's nice to have you come in and go, look, it's real, right? And here's how it's real. So this is the show me of the show me,
yeah.
Right? It's real. So I appreciate you coming in. This is fantastic. Alice, thank you.
Thank you,
this is
Scott.
Really good.
Thanks.
Everybody, this is great. So, you know, hopefully this answers a lot of your questions around, hey, we actually are compliant, right? So great. Alice, thanks for coming in. Everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.